Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, we have been speaking about We Buy Cars for a while. They went through some kind of a restructure. Now it seems like they're going to expand their warehouses and they could even start selling new cars.
They really are trying to compete extensively within the local vehicle buying market. Now, essentially on Friday, We Buy Cars hosted a media day at the facility in the Dome at Northgate. And this is really just to provide a deeper understanding into the operations of the business, how they process this inspections of vehicles before making purchases, and of course, the buying process when it does come to selling to the public at large and even other dealers in the country. Now, they have mentioned that they are currently in very early stage conversations with original equipment manufacturers who have reached out to them independently to inquire if it would be possible for We Buy Cars to sell brand new vehicles. Now, for We Buy Cars, this essentially would be a win because then you're speaking to a customer right through the value chain, those who want pre-owned, but also those who might have a preference for brand new vehicles. And there's a comparative advantage in terms of the pricing, evaluation, and even the inspections of the vehicles. For the moment, that has not been confirmed as yet, but is particularly something that is on their mind top of the moment. Now, what's also quite intriguing about the operations is that they are looking to expand their vehicle servicing offering, largely opening up a few new branches in Montana, in Pretoria, in Vereeniging, way south of Joburg, as well as Cape Town. Now, it's anticipated that this would create at least 500 jobs in total, contributing to the economy. What they did also highlight was, of course, some consumer concerns that typically come to light in terms of vehicle inspections, the DECRA reports, which are available on their premises at least 17 branches of We Buy Cars countrywide, and of course, how it is that they go about managing any complaints that they might have with the Motor Industry Ombuds Office. So far, we do understand that typically at least 64 of these complaints are in favor of the company, and so far, at least 0.5% or about 400 of these complaints continue to be referred to the Motor Industry Ombudsman of South Africa. It's quite interesting as well just to see in terms of the level of complaints and customer satisfaction that they are looking to drive is just an increased level of awareness and an understanding of the vehicle purchasing process, as well as the financing options that would be available to potential buyers. So growth nonetheless is what the company is aiming for, and perhaps new opportunities that original equipment manufacturers are looking to reach out to them directly.
On Sunday morning, I woke up to the news that the U.S. had attacked Iran, right? And a lot of people seem to think that the U.S. did this solely because Benjamin Netanyahu had instructed, or rather asked, the U.S. President Donald Trump to do so. Now, without us knowing the reason, because we haven't really gone to the bottom of that, one thing we can be certain of is that oil prices are going to skyrocket. Some people already started joking, saying, well, I hope you guys enjoy paying $13 a gallon for fuel. And that's, yeah, it's a joke, but it's definitely going to affect us in the future.
Oh, for sure. The lag effect is definitely going to be felt either in the weeks to come and definitely in the months to come. As you mentioned, those strikes that the U.S. has embarked upon on three particular sites in Iran are addressed to the nuclear facilities that they have in that particular region. It's no secret, though, that the U.S. has for the longest time had an interest in terms of the oil or resources that are placed in Iran and many parts of the Middle East. And for the moment, there is high speculation and expectation that the oil price will actually increase. Now, Brent futures, which is the expectation of how the performance of the commodity price will perform, had already shot up by more than 2.7% following the attacks that took place yesterday. It is anticipated that this will have a ripple effect. If you consider inflation, this will likely drive and trigger an increase in inflation, not only in the U.S., but globally. South Africa itself is an oil importer. That does mean that in the next few months, we could actually see the oil price going up. If our currency continues to weaken, that would be a double whammy and essentially does mean that petrol prices in the country would go up. Fuel, as we know, is not just used for our day-to-day commute, but also in terms of the movement of goods and services and products that typically are delivered to us as consumers. So we have to sit tight. Yet again, another geopolitical crisis that is on our hands and one that could have significant economic ramifications.
And speaking about economic ramifications, what are the financial markets looking like?
Well, let's start with that oil prices. When we started off the month of March, April, really, we were trading around $60 per barrel. At the moment, looking at that oil price, does seem as though it will open up from $77 per barrel today, with expectations that we could even touch 100 should the conflict in the Middle East continue. On the Austria exchange, it will open up from 94,710 points today. Currency-wise, we're still looking fairly okay. There's some dollar strength that's taken place, so that's weakened the rand. 18.06 is where we're trading to the greenback, 24.24 to the British pound, and now against the euro at 20.78.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gula 24P on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.